Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
But who am I rooting for in the Super Bowl? Whoever takes out Tom Brady. I don't even care if it's one of his own guys. I bet you that Giselle ain't even rooting for him. The only person rooting for Tom Brady is Phil Simms. Wait, he talks about him. I bet they're going to prom together. Tom Brady's on the cover of all the magazines sporting tuxedos. Eli Manning's already in his second Super Bowl. He even shaving yet? He looks like he could be bagging groceries down at Giant Eagle. Matter of fact, he might be there if he loses that game. Any advice for the Giants? Make sure Bill Belichick don't take a video camera with him. Cheater. The only coach I know looks like he's pulled his clothes out of a hamper. And that Tom Coughlin. Why does he always look like he's windburned? The only guy I know who could hit the power ball and still look like a grumpy old tree. Hey, what time is this going to be on?
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, internet peoples of the world, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This episode of I'm With Stupid, unofficially brought to you by Velveeta, the smoothest melting cheese. It's not a Super Bowl party until somebody brings out the nachos.
That's right. And it's also brought to you by the National Potato Council. And when you're going to bake your baked potato, you want to have a little Velveeta on top.
Oh, yeah, baby. And it's also unofficially brought to you by Walgreens and their 4 12-packs of Pepsi products for only $11 deal that they've had this week. My apartment looks like a Pepsi store now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a great deal. Great deal. Although shout out to the cashier at Walgreens. As I was getting the Pepsi today, he goes, "Man, we had a great big mountain of Pepsi when the week started, and now we've got just barely any left over." And I was like, "Well, you know, four for $11 is a great deal, especially with the Super Bowl." And he goes, "Right, the Super Bowl, yeah." And I was like, "They don't let you in on the marketing meetings, do they?"
No.
Yeah, well, there's nothing happening this weekend. I don't know why you guys have Rotel and Velveeta out. So how you doing, Matt?
I'm doing wonderful. A lot of people came through the drive-thru on the same vein that you just brought up, and they said, "Who are you rooting for in the game tomorrow?" To which I always say, "What game? What game?" The Super Bowl.
Nobody cares about the game. They just want to have tailgate food and drink beer and have fun and
yeah.
Go on Twitter and make fun of the announcers.
Especially if you have no parties to go to.
True. And I have run my streak of no Super Bowl parties to go to 44 in a row.
Yeah, well. Well,
honestly,
yeah.
I've actually never been to a Super Bowl party.
Really?
I think like a small one.
Really?
Yeah, but not a big Super Bowl party.
I'll be going to one tomorrow. My son and his mom are staying home, so I'll get to go over to a Super Bowl party at their house after I get off at work at 7. And I'll drink a few beers, you know, just to keep the temperature down from the glares.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
All right, I do believe our...
They'll be eating nachos and chicken wings, and I will have in front of me a plate full of hard toast.
Do you get at least one little pallet of butter to go on your toast?
Oh, no. No.
No,
no,
no, no, no.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. My birthday's coming up, so maybe they'll snag a little pallet from Perkins or something.
Yeah. There you go. Only 3 days from your birthday.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we have a caller.
What?
And I believe our caller, I believe this is our guy.
Okay. Would this be Andy?
Matt, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest for you tonight. You know, people think we can't do it, but we did. We have someone who lives in Indianapolis, and this would be Indy Andy Jones.
Matt, welcome, how are you and Jay doing tonight? I'm live from Indianapolis.
Outstanding. Are you excited?
I am so pumped up. The big game is finally here. The city of Indianapolis is rocking hard tonight.
God, it's like a big muscle on Hulk Hogan's body, isn't it?
It is happening, boys. I can tell you that the NFL is doing, and the city is doing, the state of Indiana and our country well. It's very exciting. Very exciting indeed.
I'll tell you what, Andy, if we had a Super Bowl every day, there would be no economic problem, would there?
We were downtown the other night, me and my my 18 kids and my wife and my girlfriend, and we were down walking the streets of Indy, and I swear to God, there are hundreds of thousands of people. We were squished and squashed, and there was elbows flying. It is ridiculous, but I will tell you that besides losing two kids, but generally it is very well done. The Popo police, we call them Popo over here, they're doing a phenomenal job of crowd control. It's very exciting. My four kids really appreciated the evening downtown, and it's quite a sight to behold.
Wow, that's awesome.
On. Hello.
So is it how does it compare to hosting the NCAA Men's Final Four a couple of years ago?
That's a great question, and that's been talked about because the crowds. But Indy can handle crowds. I mean, we got the Final Four. We of course, every year the Indy 500, and that's about the same number in for the Super Bowl. So Indy's very good about handling crowds, and downtown is what I saw last week is no exception. Good crowd control, good flow of traffic. A shitload of – can I say shit on the radio? I'm sorry if it's inappropriate. A shitload of beer. It is wild. I have not seen any celebrities yet, but there have been numerous celebrity sightings.
Other than you, right, Ann?
Well, I did have my entourage, my eight kids and my three girlfriends. But you know, besides that, it was cool. We did see a bar for Hank Bascom and Kendra. They were going to make an appearance at 10 o'clock the other night at some swanky bar downtown Indy. But it's a happening place, man.
Excellent. We have Well, we have a question from the chat room here.
Dr.
Mike Savella, who is a real live doctor, and you're a real live indie resident, so.
Yes, I am.
He wanted to know if the Occupy Indie people have made it to the Super Bowl yet.
I see Mike's, I see the doctor's comments on the chat room, and I bet he's not wearing pants, but that's something entirely different. I have not seen the Occupy Indie people. But I will tell you this, that the we've got a state law pending with the state legislature on right to work. You know, the union busters over here are trying to break the union, mm-hmm. so that legislation is coming up. And the pro-union, they did march and demonstrate in the Super Bowl Village earlier this week. So, but no Occupy people. We swept all the poor people off the streets to make the rich people feel more comfortable.
Well, you know, you mentioned that everything is nice and orderly, and
it is,
and people have behaved and stuff. And honestly, did you expect anything less from good, decent, sensible Midwesterners such as yourself?
No, that's great. No, absolutely not. They've been planning this for a couple of years now, so it's no. We are sensible, corn on the cob eating, apple pie making, Budweiser drinking, Midwestern Hoosiers, whatever that is. But no, I expected nothing different, Jay.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow's a big day for us.
In all seriousness.
Yes, Mike.
Did you go down to Super Bowl Village last night?
We did. We went down to Super Bowl Village.
And what stood out in your mind down there?
You know, the big Roman numerals on the oval, Soldiers and Sailors Monument, huge Super Bowl 46 numerals, great picture spot. They stood out. It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. And the effing, can I say effing? The crowds were absolutely just nuts, man. Really.
Was it wall to wall?
It was. We got caught. Me and my three kids and my four wives. We got caught in a crowded spot where we couldn't move. It was one of those like,
Andy,
oh shit.
Andy, let me stop you right there. I take it you're rooting for Romney.
I'm not wearing my sensible underwear, but no, I have one kid, and I have two kids and one wife and a couple girlfriends, seriously. But no, it was wall-to-wall people in one spot, and like that scary old shit moment where, you know, elbows, and, you know, I got two 11-year-olds. So, but we got past that, and it wasn't quite so bad.
Have you seen New York Giants or Patriots players or coaches around town, you know, like at the other tourist attractions?
I've seen no players, and I've not been down there enough, but I did read a tweet today from a Indianapolis Star reporter. He was saying that by his count, he's seen more Colts jerseys than Patriots or Giants jerseys. And I will tell you, we did stop in an NFL store to look at how much stuff was, and the prices these people are charging for a freaking T-shirt is ridiculous. So it's hardcore buying.
Yeah.
Did you, Andy? Did you see, or am I allowed to ask? Were you with Gisele Bündchen?
Well, we're all praying for Tom Brady, of course. Gisele came on Letterman the other night and wanted us to pray for Tom, and I was touched by her. Excuse me? I was touched by her sentiment. No, I have not seen Gisele. But Snoop Dogg was in town, and he was on Jimmy Fallon the other night and, you know, really cutting up pretty good. So, but no Gisele. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what. Snoop Dogg, you didn't hook up with him. He hooked up with you, didn't he?
Exactly. Snoop Dogg and I are, you go way back to the war. Put me on a foxhole.
I'll assume that you probably, even without realizing it, probably saw one of the 3,700 members of the Manning family wandering around.
The Mannings are big. Actually, Peyton's wife was in town modeling. She's an attractive woman, and Peyton, of course, he's got a lot going. Hopefully, he'll be back next year. But because we Colt fans love our Peyton.
Oh yeah. This is the only show that our Archie Manning has turned down this week.
Really? That's bizarre. I find that odd, to be frank.
But you know who likes
He's busy.
You know who likes this? It's the National Potato Council.
The National Potato Council?
Them.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
Aim big, Matt.
With them.
Yeah. Think big.
And the Velveeta people are going to like us a lot.
I heard you're sponsored by Velveeta. That is sweet.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the Manischewitz people. They're our homeboys, too.
Well, there are Budweiser everywhere downtown. Maxim had a party, Maxim party, Playboy party. The Rolling Stone party was tonight, and tickets for these things run from $500 to $1,500 a person. I'm typically, getting free tickets to events, but I had like a thing to do tonight at home, I'd be downtown partying at the Maxim and Playboy party.
Right, and had this
but
show
I had,
too.
Well, I had some homework, housework to do. I had to come home with family. But, I'd be down with the Maxim chicks. But
so you didn't get to headline as you usually do at the Playboy.
I usually introduce the talent at these parties, but not this year. They brought in real comedians. Yeah, but it's big, man. These parties are freaking out of control. We had a Borders, if I may. We had a Borders Books. They went out of business, and they, as you probably heard, and there was a building downtown with two floors vacant, and somebody rented out both floors and turned it into a nightclub. It's a private party. I didn't hear the name, but the buildings are lit up. There's private parties everywhere. There's a lot of money flowing in my town tonight. So that's cool.
There's a lot of money on the street out there.
There is.
I tell you what. There's a lot of money in the G-strings tonight, too. I'm just saying.
Well, there is a lot of G-strings and probably a lot of puke on the sidewalks. But, as long as the money's in the till, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying?
They got a few people, pissing on some doorway in town. But,
Man, that's what it's all about here in Hoosierville. Which I did not know we used to be called Naptown. And I didn't know what that meant until somebody explained it. Like, it was a nap. People took naps. It was so lazy. 30 years ago, but I tell you, Indianapolis is
the Spanish people there?
Well, no, it's just napping, just taking a nap. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I thought, Matt. I went to the, but it's more of a lazy, but it's really, we're becoming a destination, a place to go
yes,
to see something.
You are.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
And I tell you what.
You're kidding.
And I tell you what, the times that I've been through Indy, I now feel bad that I just drove on through instead of stopping.
Oh, you gotta stop and say, hey, you gotta stop.
Yeah.
There's a lot to see and do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The only thing I did in Indy was I drove through and I flipped off many drivers who got in my way.
Well, they do that around here. They drive a little slow, but that's all right.
Well, we are so happy that you chimed in.
Well, I appreciate the invite to share my, my wisdom of our, they call us the Circle City, because
yes.
It's shaped like a circle. But sure.
Although it's more like an oblique spheroid. I've noticed that on the map.
Well, it is, but that would sound weird, the oblique spheroid city. It didn't really ring. It didn't ring.
If there's, hey, Andy,
yeah.
Andy, before you go, if there's one thing that stood out at Super Bowl Village, what would it be?
I would say, Matt, the crowds were out of control, big, giant crowds. Very exciting, very sexy, giant crowds, and hot chicks, a lot of hot chicks, hot chicks, but crowds and chicks, and some hot-looking dudes,
chicks?
Too, but, which I'm cool with that, but
Yeah, sure.
No, it's great. We're excited. Super Bowl is tomorrow. Catch it on NBC. I'm not paid by NBC for that plug, but hopefully you and your numerous guests will watch and cheer on the Giants. That's who I'm cheering for. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ant.
Guys, glad I could be with you. Feel free to, maybe for the Indy 500 we can do it again.
Well, actually, Indy, you should say, feel to make fun of me once I hang up.
What's that?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
No, Andy.
Is this on?
Andy, thanks.
Yes.
It was a great report.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Jay, Matt,
all
take
right.
care.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, bye.
Hey, Jay. J-Man? Well, evidently we've lost the J-Man.
That's the best live report ever.
I know.
That was fantastic. And the next time something big happens in Indy, in a decade, we have a guy ready to go.
He was clear, loud, and concise.
Excellent. Yeah, I really feel like he did a great job. He did more show prep than we did.
Yes, he did.
He was more prepared and a better act. Yeah. I didn't get a chance, though, because he was on so quickly. I didn't get a chance to ask him what before the Super Bowl, what Indianapolis was best known for. And he was going to, of course, say the Indianapolis 500, which is incorrect. Indianapolis is best known as the place where the show One Day at a Time was set.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Well, trivia for you there, folks.
So here's a shout-out to Bonnie Franklin.
And Valerie Bertinelli.
And Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes, but we won't get into that again.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, we won't get into how sad John Phillips is when he sees Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. I think you and I should just hang up after the Indy.
No. We have to stick it out because we're professionals.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? The phone lines are open. If anybody
as
else
they always
there,
are,
call in.
As Indy Jones showed at 661-244-9852. And you can call in with your thoughts on the Super Bowl. A lot of people, they don't take the Super Bowl just as a event, Jay. They take it as a way to make money.
They do. And they make money by gambling on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we don't like that, but, judging. We're not judging.
No, hon. Well, I mean, we don't judge, but we don't gamble either because it is a sin. Unless you're playing bingo down at the church basement. But
exactly. Then it's
all
for God.
But, you know, one of the fun things that people who do gamble like to gamble on in the Super Bowl are prop bets.
Yeah.
And that's these little bets where they'll say, like, they'll set odds at, who's going to score the first touchdown or who will have the most rushing yards or,
right.
Stuff like that, football stuff. Here's an interesting little stat for you.
Really?
The NFC team has won the opening coin toss 14 consecutive years.
Really?
Yes. But the odds for this year, 50-50, because it's a coin toss.
Well, yes, it is.
Anyway, we've put together a few prop bets that people might look at investing in.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of them here. I've set the over under on the number of times the Manning clan will be shown in their private suite at the stadium during the Super Bowl at 17 and a half. So. And
well, I'll tell you what.
The number of go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say the number of times that the camera zooms in on just Peyton will be 37 and a half. Because they like Peyton.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got one. I put some money down on this one. After the opening kickoff, how long will it take for the first domestic violent incident to be called into a 911 operator? And the over-under is 13 seconds. And I'm going with the under.
That's good. That's a good bet, right? That's a, you got good value on that bet. That's worth going.
Well, I live in Bagwine. I know the people.
Yeah, this is these are all local bets. So
yeah, well, yeah, this one is.
If you live in less violent areas, you know, take that into account.
Oh yeah, I think in Bagwine it's going to be 3.3.
I've got the chances that somebody other than Tom Brady or Eli Manning will win the MVP at 4 million to 1. Yep. You want to roll the dice on that one? Go ahead, put some money on it. But I'm telling you, it's very unlikely. Gronkowski could catch 5 touchdown passes, and they would say, "Hey, 5 touchdown passes by Tom Brady," and give it to him. So.
And you know what Gronkowski will say? Yeah, that's nice, but I'm screwing a porn star.
Exactly. He's I'm going to go home with my porn star now, and yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's another big one. It's a bet on the chances that Madonna will trip on her walker during the halftime extravaganza. And right now it's 7-5 that she won't.
Well, you know, Madonna's always been in great shape. She's kept herself in good shape. And
I know.
You know, I think she takes more human growth hormones than most of the players, but
she should be playing baseball.
Yeah, because she can go deep. Anyway, the number of times that they'll show Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, as we mentioned earlier, at 4.5, and the number of times that I will respond to that by going, "Eh, she's not that great," is also 4.5. So. Not a fan.
Oh.
Not really a fan.
Let me tell you. Jay, you and I were mentioned in a bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Vegas bookies have put up a thing that says, during the game, how many times combined will IWS radio hosts Jay and Matt Mann want to punch announcer Chris Collinsworth in his abnormally pronounced Adam's apple? And the over and under is 80, which makes sense because that's what his number was with the Bengals.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it's entirely possible that we could hit that.
So, we've made
big
time.
That's you can make some big money off the Super Bowl using these bets. We got about a minute left in the live stream. Of course, we'll be rolling right on through it. And if you want to hear the final 15 minutes of the show, you have to come back and check the archives. That's BTR's rules, not ours.
That's right.
And if you wanted to call in and get in on the show, this is your last chance right here.
How's your talking to 661-244-9852. Oh, I know. I was just looking at the chat room and I said, oh, fuck.
And my other big prop bet is the number of times that Tim Tebow's name will be mentioned during the Super Bowl? Tim Tebow.
Oh, okay.
And I set the over-under on that at 194.5, and then I remembered that the game is not on ESPN, so I dropped it to 3.5.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. And now my laptop is doing something, and okay, that seems to be okay.
Okay. Well, Jay, I know we don't have the music going, but it's time.
It's oh well, here we go then. I got it.
Tea break with Schmoop.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello,
Lady of the Hall speaking.
And how are we today, Smoopalicious?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Swell.
So what do you think about the whole Super Bowl? Go ahead.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I don't really care about either the Patriots or the Giants all that much. So I guess that I'll be rooting for the Giants because...
Yeah.
Patriots fans are a little insufferable.
They are insufferable, and I kind of like Eli Manning, although I'm not so sure he's old enough to have a driver's license.
Yeah, he does look a little young, doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. And, he is a boy.
Yeah, yep, and he played college ball at Ole Miss.
Yes, he did.
I guess he couldn't qualify academically at Tennessee like his brother did.
Oh, good one.
yeah. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
So are you going to be watching the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Oh, no, honey. Obviously.
No. call it a night early on Sundays, so.
I call the whole day on Sunday. That's my only day off.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Why?
Only one day. I mean, jeez.
I only get one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's life. But for most people, though, the Super Bowl is more about just getting together and having hot wings and doing stuff like that. They should move the Super Bowl to Saturday because it's such a party.
I think they
should, too.
Why
on Sunday? Yeah, because it's such a big party. Yeah, well, you have the big Super Bowl party on Sunday night, then you're hungover Monday, especially
exactly.
If you live in, Eastern time zone.
Exactly.
Because it's all right. Because it's all right for the West Coast people. But
see, that's a problem. They should start this at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and screw the West Coast.
True. They'll be okay. They can get up and they can start again at 11 a.m. That's no big deal. Some of us are pretty lit by then. For some of us, the day is just already rolling right along.
And some of us, on Sunday, the day is gone. Hang on, hon.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. I thought maybe you had called it a night there for a minute.
I hadn't. I just couldn't wrestle the phone away.
Oh, okay. In college, we had a crowd of people over one time, and we had been drinking a lot. And one of my roommates, who was actually the one who brought most of the people over, got up to go to the bathroom at about like midnight and didn't come back. He went to the bathroom and went, "Oh, hey, there's my bed." And he forgot that we had a dozen or so people there. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so I got a few alternatives for the Super Bowl for people
really?
Who aren't Super Bowl fans. Okay. Yeah, and you can still, the great thing about the Super Bowl is you can do the Super Bowl food, and instead of watching the Super Bowl, you can watch movies.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? Get you the big old thing of nachos, some tacos, maybe some, you know, some wings, some sliders. Those are always good, right?
Yes.
And then sit down there, and if you want to watch, you know, if you want to kind of stay with the theme, you could watch a movie like The Town, which was set in Boston. You know, see? You can do that. Or, if you're not a Boston fan, you can watch a movie set in New York. I would say probably, you know, Woody Allen movies are going to be your best bet there. Manhattan, Annie Hall,
yeah.
Like that. But if you want to go old school, maybe a little On the Waterfront. Maybe Sabrina. Audrey Hepburn was at her
cutest. Oh, you said Sabrina.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah. My favorite part of the movie is when Humphrey Bogart and Sabrina go out on the water in his little sailboat, and he's kind of controlling the rudder, and he's holding the rope there with the sail, and the boat is moving at about 800 miles an hour. It's just like it's just flying across because the film behind it is moving so fast.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I also thought about this. You know, you were helping out, film noir people. I thought I would help out Jews. Do Jews really watch football?
Well, they don't play it, other than Sage Rosenfeld.
Well, and I was thinking, even if they did. They don't like college football because, well, you know, that's on Saturdays. But
right.
I was thinking maybe Jews should start their own football league, the Jewish Football League. The only thing is, can you imagine the injury report, lumbago, bursitis, An overdeveloped sense of guilt is why our star receiver is not.
And, you know, instead of football jerseys, they would all just have nice little light sweaters that their mother gave them.
I think we need to expand on this at some point.
I don't think so. I think this has potential.
And we know who our number one cheerleader would be.
Oh, absolutely. Sweet Pea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, it would. And
that would be
what else. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what else would be good is if Indiana Longo calls back in.
he can't because we're in the archive part of the show now.
Well, I know, but I meant in future shows.
Oh, in the future, right.
He's
that'd be terrific.
Articulate.
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know if he, if Indianapolis would have a Jewish football league team, or they might have to import them, but it would be a good place for one.
Well, he would be a good coach because he's Catholic, I think.
Excellent. I think that the Jewish Football League would be a better alternative to the NFL than the Lingerie Football League is, even.
Yes.
A bunch of guys that look like Woody Allen out there trying to throw a football. Excellent. Oh. Anyway, and if you don't want to watch movies tomorrow, then you could watch a Cheers marathon, which, of course, was set in Boston.
You could.
Or Or maybe Ally McBeal, if you're into that. I hated that show, but some people liked it. And, of course, if you're in New York or if you are rooting for New York, then I guess Seinfeld's pretty much your only option.
Yeah.
I think that's the only show set in New York,
if you're like
right?
me, you could work all day.
Or you could work all day. That's the other option. Or sleep.
And you know
working.
What hurts? You could work all day serving people who are watching the game.
And having parties.
Yeah, and having fun.
Yeah. And hopefully at those parties they'll have chili that has beans in it.
That has beans in it. Because if your chili doesn't have beans in it, you're a loser.
It's just not acceptable beanless chili. And you know what? There's other things that aren't acceptable either.
What's that?
I will tolerate, if you want to use ground turkey in your chili, I will tolerate that, but not every time. But one thing you can never do, and you can also have chicken white bean chili. That's okay, too. That's delicious. But what you cannot do is you cannot get a big can of Van Camp's pork and beans and then pour it over ground beef and call it chili.
I take it that's happened to you recently.
Yeah. Well, not recently, but it was such a horrific experience that I've never gotten over.
Yeah, that's not right.
And you can also pour some Velveeta over your chili if you want.
I would recommend that
you do so.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to use that Velveeta along with some Rotel or some salsa in your Velveeta and then pour that over your chili, as our good friend Joe Sequist would do, you can do that too.
I'm sorry. Did you just mention Joe Sequist?
Yes, I did. I mentioned Joe Sequist.
I had to go back and, touch myself.
Okay.
Okay, continue.
Okay. Anyway, and you can pour some Rotel over that, although I'm going to pour Rotel on my tacos tomorrow night. That's what I'm going to do.
And hopefully that's not a euphemism.
And a real quick, didn't do any shout-outs at the top of the show. I want to do a quick shout-out to Doc Mike Sevilla and my very good friend, my BFF, the lovely, the talented Warrior Cat, who were on the night shift right before this show. They did a great job. And you can check out their show, and you should check out their show at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks.
Very good. And
smooth,
once again, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, and once again, thanks to Indy Andy Jones for being quite a great guest.
Yeah, terrific job. And also don't forget you can find us in other areas of the social media world, like our blog at iwsradio.blogspot.com. Lots of good stuff there, isn't there, Matt?
Yes, there is. Our intimate conversations and other things like Mitt Romney's tax returns, things like that.
Yep. And, of course, going up at midnight tonight will be our weekly feature, the Babe of the Week, this week featuring Aisha Tyler as we celebrate Black History Month.
Always.
Yes. So, okay, well, that's it. 50 seconds here. We'll wrap this up. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow night.
But since we do have a few seconds left, Jay, who's going to win tomorrow?
I am going to take the Giants.
I am too, only because their defense is better than the Pats.
That's what I'm thinking too. The rush up the middle to get Brady out of the game. That's it. There it is. Expert analysis right there, folks.
That's right.
That's what they tuned in for.
I know. All right, Jay. I'll see you on the radio sometime soon.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye.